How y'all doing? How y'all doing? I'm back. This is Urbis Kareem. I've been out for a while doing that webinar about crypto. And I'll have to get that under control and knock that out for people. But now that we're done with that, we're back at the order of the day. I wanted to talk to you about understanding this system. A lot of individuals just don't really take it to that level and understand that it's a paper game. Yeah. They take advantage of you. They make you feel that you're not great. They have you in some spider web making you believe that you don't understand what you should and should not be doing. Taking advantage of your mental state that they placed you in. But I'm here to help you have a better understanding. Not gonna keep you long. Not gonna keep you long. We just wanna talk a bit about it. Some of you guys are trying to get out of this rat race. But first, you need to understand the maze that you're in, the race that you're in. You got to see the rats that you're racing with. Then you can climb out of the crab bucket. You know, let's talk. So, I was talking to my daughter the other day. Matter of fact, I was talking to her today about when you choose the right mate. Now, a lot of individuals don't understand that big picture. What does this have to do with the matrix, choosing the right mate? Well, first, you have to understand the man. Then you have to understand the woman. Okay? We're going to keep it simple. We ain't going to go deep. But a lot of times, if you just look around, you notice that on the surface, how you see from your eyes the world, if you notice, it looks like the woman has it together, right? And it looks like the man is just all over the place. And what I mean by it looks like the woman has it together, paper-wise, right? You know, when we're dealing with that, trying to keep a roof over the head, trying to make sure that the kids have something to eat, you know, trying to be all in one when it comes to the family. It's almost like as if we think she don't want to love or she don't want devotion and loyalty. But if you look at it for what it is, it's so many angles to look at it for what it is. But let's just take this one side and help you pull back the curtains a little bit and look out of my window pane so you can see the puppeteer above her and above him pulling the strings. So most of the time with any situation and U.S., you can notice, or in this world, it's somebody at top, up top pulling the strings. You may subscribe to a religion or a higher power, but within this confinement of where you reside or what jurisdiction you're on, somebody's pulling the strings. But if you were able to see them and feel and energy where they're coming from, the angle that they're moving from, you could see it in a different way. You wouldn't technically be looking at your male mate that way, and he won't be seeing you that way. You won't even be looking at your brothers and sisters, one from another mother or another father, that way. You'll be looking at cousins and non-cousins differently. You'll be looking at just people in general differently. Because most of us are all in this same struggle. So when you take the time to realize that you have the same common enemy that's always sucking you dry for all your energy, all your resources, all your intellectual property, everything that you have been taking the time to put together on your own, you will realize, man, I've never seen them this whole time. And they've been here the whole time, all the time. They kind of set this up in a way that not allowed me to see them. Like almost a smoke screen in front of me. So I was talking to my young daughter today. I was explaining to her, be careful who you choose in your life in this world, especially under someone else's jurisdiction. Let's not play games. And I told her, let's not play games. I said, you know that I'm black and you black. You know, we got that label on us out here that we black. Okay? And it feels so horrible that the ones that have the label whites on them, that they run and everything. I said, but what if it was flipped? I said, what if U.S. was just like Atlanta or Maryland, when you have 70-80% so-called blacks running the show, or majority of them there? I said, what if U.S. was like Africa? Same mindset, everything, but except it was about 5-8% so-called whites here. And it was the rest, good solid 70-80% so-called blacks here. I said, what would that be like? I said, you think everybody would be evil? You think they would treat them bad? You think they would disrespect them? You think they would just call them out their name or treat them wrong every way they turn? So we know we would have a lot. Most likely it would be a solid few of them in the batch, a lot of them, that be just treating them no good because who they are. They're not on top. Their ancestors didn't set it up for them like this. Okay? Whether they stole, grabbed, and however they done it, they're here. We in that position. You would look at them differently, right? I said, but check this out. Most everybody would know. Most. Oh, because we in this position, we privileged. Yeah, we privileged. So since I'm privileged, certain things where I go, whether I be at a bank or a hospital, restaurant, on my 9-to-5 job, you better watch how you look at me and how you talk to me, because pretty much everybody that in authority and in businesses, we run this. So we would have a sense of entitlement. So that's what you got right now. I said, so don't focus on what it is, because you already know for a fact what it is. I said, so now that you already know how the ancestors got it, how they got here, and why we here in this position, don't focus so heavily on that. It's all around you. You cannot stop the fact that you are in the so-called land of the free, the milk and honey, where everybody fights so dearly and hard to get here. Somebody come from another country and he just climbing coconut trees, hoping for his next little change he can make so he can feed his family. Hoping to just get some rice. Not rice and beans with season on it, just some rice. And you underappreciate where you at. And they come over here from different parts of the country trying to get to Canada, trying to get to Puerto Rico, trying to get to U.S., trying to get to U.K. They're trying to get here just to do what? To have a better living, hoping that they can have someone in the family that'll let them just stay in a room with even someone. It didn't even got to be in the front room, just the back room. You could put me in the backyard Just let me be here. Get here. So many of their family members die just to get here. And then they get here. They know if I can just make a few dollars, I can send it back to my family. And then here you come along so peacefully, like, okay, I have an exchange group, or you got some program, or it's just family, or somebody from a church, or someone that you met, or somebody that filled out the paperwork, or, you know, at the job, or through anywhere. Now they're in your presence, and you're in the United States, an American citizen, and it's from a foreign place. They want to stay with you, and you worked it out that they can just rent a back room. Now you wait till they get on their feet, because you're saying to yourself, you know, I can't wait too long. This is what has hiring here. We got AT&T, we got Chase, we have Mutual Fund, we have JP Mortgage, we have all these different customer service. We have places over here you can apply for. And the person says to you, you're like, hey, look, you know, they don't even pay much, but after you get started going for a while, you'll get paid anywhere from, like, you know, $900 every 2 weeks. Wait. And he says to you from another country, you mean I can get paid $1,800 a month? Yeah, I mean, that's just starting out, but sometimes with taxes and everything, since you might be only getting a minimum wage in this state, you might only be able to keep about $1,500 of that. And so happy him to be, but he's like, oh my God, I get to keep $1,500 and you can help me get a job. When can I start? Where do I go? What do I need to do with resume? What do I need to do to get this job? What do I need to do? He's so appreciative. And then you're like, well, hold on. After you start there, I need you to at least be paying me about $400 a month for this room. And you have about 4 months, maybe, depending on the time and what I got going on in my home, to find yourself a place. Oh, thank you so much. It don't matter. Thank you so much. I still have over $1,000. Thank you so much. He go to work, just hoping to send his peoples back to his country a few hundred dollars. And he now is eating good, taking pictures, letting him know his family members how he's living, or she's living. He's so grateful. Now, he goes out of his way to try to go to school, try to go out of his way to find other ways to make income. Finds out that he can get a license in this and a license in that to make things better for himself in this country. And then he ends up excelling, or she ends up excelling, with starting a business, because they're only here on a visa. So they understand all the methodologies and ways on how to stay. It's just not marrying somebody. As long as they're contributing to this country, they can stay. Their visa can be prolonged to live here, to make something better out of themselves, to keep sending funds back to their family. And here you is, jealous a little bit later on, a few years later, and seeing how they excelled past you, and they came from another country. And then you just say to yourself, you know, it was only because they had a horrible life where they came from, and they see value here. And they had a reason to pick their boots up and do something different. They see the world differently. They don't understand because they wasn't raised here in the United States. They don't get it. Then you walk by and you get your nails done at the nail shops and you see the same thing. Different people, different cultures and different countries here working on a business, doing your nails, scrubbing your feet. And you like, what you doing here? In your mind, you like, wow, they give them opportunities, but not me. They just hate me. Then you see one with the gas station. You're like, wow, he got a turban on his head. How he get this gas station? Oh, his family must come from a long line of money. As long as you can buy what you want, you can start up anything you want here. But I'm here scratching and surviving, and you can just shut up shop. Then you see other groups starting up stores from different places, and they so skinny and slim, and you're like, wow, how do they get this grocery store going? Then you see other groups having banks and wondering how and why. And you only see your people still scratching and surviving and might have a few businesses here, like a hole in the wall there or a hole in the wall here. And you're like, what's going on? Why am I always at the bottom? No, hold on. Let me help you understand. That's what I told my daughter. Let me help you understand. It's a documentation game here. You're looking at it from the wrong angle. You too busy listening to aunt and uncle and cousins and friends and people at work telling you, you know what? The struggle is like this. To listening to the mail that you're running to that's telling you, you know what? They always trying to put their foot on my neck when you really don't know the makeup of a man. Let me give you a little secret, young ladies out there. If you listening, us men, we don't like working for nobody. We don't like submitting to no supervisor, no manager. We rather hustle. If you notice, most of us men don't even have a college degree, not even a certificate. We'll hustle before we work for somebody. But then when you run across us, it's almost like, you know what? We don't care. No, we're waking up to reality that we in a system, a game that makes us play this way in order to survive. And that ain't our makeup. That ain't how we roll. That ain't what makes us tick. It's just that simple. I can go a lot deeper than that. That wanted to just give you that small nugget on why we do what we do. So you catch a lot of flack. And a lot of what you say, who you think you're talking to. You got me up around here. You better watch your mouth. You get a lot of that because you don't really understand where he's coming from and he technically can't communicate it, right? That's why most of y'all have your paperwork in line. Haven't you noticed? Most males, they don't have good credit. Haven't you noticed? They don't have good loan work history. Haven't you noticed? They ain't been living at the same residence for too long. Haven't you noticed that they might not have filed their taxes every year? This is what this matrix is about. Paperwork. I did a YouTube video over a year ago before the pandemic. Probably was over 2 years ago. Definitely over close to 2 years ago when I said the master number here is the SSN, the Social Security number. Most people didn't pay attention to me when I said that. I was trying to help people understand. See, this is my podcast, so I can look a little bit more different. I was trying to help people to understand the paper game, the documentation game, who the true pimp is when it comes to taxes, how you being pulled this way and that way. You don't think a man don't see that? So I was telling my daughter, when you get a male, 80-90% that you run across is already dealing with this drama of the world. And they don't want to deal with it. This world is always trying to break a male and bend them to their will. and they don't like it. And I know you just say to yourself, well, what am I supposed to do about this? We live here. We're dealing with it. They got to do something. Yeah, they do. But there's a lack of lessons to be learned. There's a lack of depositing information and seeds in that male, young male, before he becomes a man. Before he comes out there in that world and start dealing with this crap they got laid out for him. He's not trying to be part of that, and he gets it as he's moving along, as he gets a job, as he travels along the world, as he go from city to city, state to state, county to county. He starts realizing, but all along the way, he gets involved emotionally with a woman or women. And he noticed the same pattern. And she noticed the same pattern. But the male is unlearned purposely here that we reside in. Purposely taught negatively. Purposely or uneducated. So we are rised up angry all the time, seeing other people from other countries pass us up, and those that are here that look differently pass us up. Those ones that are privileged have it easier. Not understanding the issues, not understanding what the game was set up to be for those to just take and take advantage of when it comes to debt. And credit. For those to take advantage of making you think the debt is bad, not knowing that debt can be leveraged for credit. And debt allows you to get more credit. Knowing the difference between bad credit and good credit. Bad debt and good debt. Individuals that already know about this different types of multiple streams of income. This type of hustle, this type of tax, this type of LLC, this type of numbers, of courses, this type of numbers when it comes to corporations, LLCs, trusts, nonprofits, and your own social security number, knowing just the difference of these basics, demobilizes you. So baby girl, I told her, baby girl, when you come across an unlearned brother, an unlearned citizen male, you have to be careful. That's all. You got to know the difference between merging and marrying. When you come together with someone, you're merging your credits together. You're merging your name together. Because when you marry, you're going to merge and take his name. You're merging. Marriaging. They use just different terms. Come together, they're going to use your debt, his debt together. Your credit, his credit together. Whether you try to be separate or not, if you've been filing your taxes together, you together. You got to know how to move to outslide the wolves out here. You got to outfox the fox out here. Your personal enemy is not him out here. And the damn show ain't you out here. And this is the problem. They're always making you believe that it's him and making him believe it as you. When it's reality, the puppeteer that gave you the wrong information that keeps you crippled and have other people passing you by that come from another country. Other people that are here stepping and walking right all over you. And other individuals, listen, I told her, look at me. Look at your father. You know me. You know my life. You know my past, my present, and you almost can see my future. Look at me. You know what I've done to go to get here. How I moved against the current when everybody went against the flow. You know what I went through. Most people follow the herd and don't see other little cracks here and there. Most people don't want to read or research nothing. Most people want to teach and talk and run their mouth and get you caught up in their web of emotions. You could tell when someone's good for you or not good for you. Look at me. That's what I told her. Can't you tell from my works? Can't you tell from my actions? Can you tell from just seeing what's happened to me? The difference. Stop spinning your wheels. We're getting caught up in somebody's emotions, and they're getting caught up in yours. Teach each other like I'm teaching you. The more I deposit in you, the more you deposit in your loved ones, the more you deposit in self, you can grow. It ain't no different from a pot, a plant in a pot that needs to graduate to the ground and the roots. And it's just digging and digging and digging the roots into the ground. And it'll grow up and be somebody. Got to be strong. But you just unlearned out here, family. They've hid everything right in your face. They purposely educated you about work for someone else. Working to pay taxes. Working to build somebody else's dream. Working to build up a city. Working to build up the counties. Working to allow the states to get more money. Working for the U.S. Working to be a part of the feds. Employee of the feds. State employee. Working. 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 Started out when you go to school to be educated by the ones that's going to have you working in the areas where they can just get taxes, taxes, double taxes, everywhere. All they want is your resources. They want you to keep that engine going and keep you bewildered. That a word? Keep you confused. Keep you unintelligent and not even understanding what's happening and what's going on. They don't want you to know what's happening. They don't want you to know the difference between your social security number and the power that it carries and how it can be the ruler, representative of a nonprofit, or a nonprofit that's a private nonprofit, or a corporate soul. They don't want you to know the difference of how that social security number can be the ruler of a trust and how it moves, or a corporation and how it moves. The difference of taxes on that. They don't want you to know no basics. They don't want you to know the difference between that SSN and the EIN number of the trust and the EIN number of the corporation and the EIN number of a nonprofit and the EIN number of a LLC or EIN number of a sole proprietary. You have to know the difference and what the power of your social security number brings. You make up of three things here Ain't nobody knocked on your door. No one has knocked on your door trying to find out where you at. No SEC, Homeland Security, Social Security Administration Department. Nobody. Go down the line, federal, nobody. Three things that they know who you are with and that identify you. Your number, your name, and your address. Let me say it one more time. Your number, that'd be your Social Security number. Your name. That'd be your name that you put down on your birth certificate. And your address, where you reside at. So usually when you come into this world, your mama give you the name. And they stamp and write that on a birth certificate. And they turn that into the county. And they get sent off to the copy to the state. Then they issue you right there in that hospital. Or within 30 days, if you come through a midwife, they issue you a SSN for free. Both of them for free. Birth certificate and that SSN. When do they give out stuff for free? Because it ain't really free. And then already your mother definitely lives somewhere, right? She got an address. That's your address. Till you come of age. And if you notice, every time you fill out something, it's your name, your address, and that number. Then you start applying for things like credit. And you put down that name, that number, and your address. And you validate it with your ID. And you keep doing that over and over with different quasi-contracts, not knowing how to build up this documentation game to make sure your stuff is the way it should be. Credit is king out here with that number. People tell you not to use it. Don't even play the game. We want you to be broke like them. It matters in this system what your credit is like. Yeah. It matters. It matters if you marry somebody with bad credit. It matters. It matters if they got debt and you don't have no debt. Now you got their debt. It matters. You just merged your businesses together. It matters when you try to build and you're going through your emotional head trips, but you're dealing with the actual system and you picking individuals that don't even think, know about the system, or care about the system, trying to build on the system, and they just unlearned. They just unlearned. And then they come in your life and now you all both unlearn and you're destroying each other at the same time. And you can't build nothing. It matters. I'm trying to help you understand. I'm trying to help you understand. Don't let them play game with you. Don't let them keep you misguided and miseducated. It's more than just fighting among each other. It's more. It's your job to understand what the enemy's job is. Who told you they was their friend? How you gonna fight with someone that you can't see? And how you gonna fight against those you do see? Always fighting against your brother, your sister, your mother, your father, your loved one, your male, your mate, your sister, your children. But the hidden cloak ghost puppeteer is laughing behind the curtains. That's your enemy. The one you can't see. Not your sister. Not your brother. Not your mother. Not your father. Not your ex. Not your friend. Some of y'all ain't even called each other. Some of y'all ain't even reached out to each other. Some of y'all still hanging up on jealousy of one having this and the other having that. When you should be helping one another, knowing that each other's are gems, but forget that you need each other. Forget who the gem is. Forget that you're a gem. Forget your spirits become strong with one another. All the while, you just run around here not building with one another, not building correctly, not building with each other. You're losing the fight. But this, it's not chess or checkers out here, right? It's real life. It's my life. It's your life. Maurice Kareem.